Hello everybody and welcome to this Random Thoughts of a Movie Insomniac. I'm your host, The Vern, and if you've never heard an episode of Cinema Recall before, I suggest checking out our regular main shows. These are just bonus episodes where I basically spot off what's ever going on in my head. It's like having Tourette syndrome, but instead of using foul language, I just talk about movies and stuff. And if that last sentence offended you, I apologize. I should probably say that most of my content on this episode could have trigger warnings for other people out there. So just going to put that out there in advance. If you're highly sensitive, then discretion is advised, all right? But it's nothing too bad. So I'm watching Disney Plus. Well, I'm getting ready to watch a movie on Disney Plus, and I see Splash is on there, and I haven't seen Splash in a really long time. Movie Tom Hanks, Daryl Hannah, and he finds out that a girl he likes is a mermaid. I'm thinking this would be fun to watch, so I'm getting ready to watch it until I see this warning come on screen, and it says, "This film has been modified from its original version. It has been edited for content." And I'm thinking, what? What are they editing? This movie is rated PG. What could they edit out of this movie? And then I'm thinking, well, it came out in 1984. And early PG movies are going to seem problematic to audiences now. And that made me worry about other movies I wanted to see on that network. Now, I totally get Disney Plus not airing the movie Song of the South. Alright, I get that. Totally made sense. I know that's not what they're gonna do. They don't want to put that content out there. But to edit Splash, then it made me start to think that they're gonna start editing other movies of theirs, like Adventures in Babysitting. In fact, I've read that they have edited that movie, which means I gotta try and find a digital copy of it. And I'm griping, but I'm not too upset about it, just mainly because they put that warning in the front of the movie. If they didn't do that, I would have been even more upset, because I'd be watching the movie expecting to see a vivid scene and have it get cut out. I would be like, what the hell? So at least they do put the warning up there that they edit the movie. I'm just surprised that they did have to edit the movie, because it's PG. And with it too, when you go and look on Disney Plus's page where the movie is, it says PG-13. But the actual rating of Splash is rated PG. I mean, is that right? For them to say a movie is a different rating than it is? I guess it's really just not. Scared, confused parents and kids. I don't know. But that's just my little gripe about Splash and Disney Plus and them editing content of their movies. What can you do, right? So, I'm also watching a movie from the 90s, a movie that I loved, a movie that I really enjoyed the soundtrack to. And that movie is Empire Records. Alan Moyle feature, starring Liv Tyler, Renee Zellweger. I got a little bit of the cast list here. Few other people. It's the day in the life of these teenagers working at a record store. And the movie that the version I originally watched was the remix version, where they alter and change some scenes around, but I think it's essentially the same movie as the theatrical movie. So, anyways, folks, I'm rewatching this movie, and it's fun. I'm enjoying it, but at the same time, I'm thinking, my gosh, I'm surprised the store hasn't gotten shut down sooner. Because in the movie, you find out that one of the workers. At the store, which is called Empire Records, he goes to Atlantic City and bets all the deposit money on a game of craps to see if he can win big money to help save the store. Because apparently the store Empire Records is going to be bought out by a major corporation, and they won't help save it. And that element of the story was rang true for me, because I once worked for Sam Goody, which was a big corporation in and of itself. Sam Goody was a record store back when they sold like records and DVDs and VHS. In fact, when I first started working at Sam Goody, we were converting from VHS to DVD. So, and then later on, while I was working there, we were going to be bought out by Best Buy, which is another big corporation. So two corporations fighting for each other. So that element of the story was kind of a cool thing to see on screen. But anyways, I'm going off topic here, as I normally do with these episodes, folks. So in the movie, one of the workers wants to, you know, raise up more money. So he bets the whole entire nest deposit on a game of craps, and he loses the money. So now the manager of the store, which I'm still trying to find out the names of people here, and I apologize about this, folks. But anyways, the manager of the store, he has to basically lie to his upper management about where the money is. I mean, he's a good guy for not turning in his workers right away, but at the same time, he's a little bit too lenient on it as well. I mean, I used to manage a store, and if any of my workers did this and stole money to try to raise money, I'd like, look, I appreciate what you did, but I gotta call the authorities on this one. I gotta talk to my manager boss, alright? My job is on the line here, folks. So, you know, I'll do what I can to help you out of legal problems here, but no, I gotta save my store. I gotta save, you know, everything here. And maybe that makes the other guy a more better person. I don't know. But it's not just that. It's other things that the workers do that give me somewhat of an issue, okay? Two things in particular, okay? Number one is that there is a character in this movie. Now I got the cast list up here. And I can, yeah, Robin Tooney, she plays this person named Deborah, who comes to work and shaves all her hair off and talks about suicide and death. And there's a moment in the movie where all the employees hold like a fake funeral for her, but they do it during store hours when there's customers in the store. It's not like they're doing it in the actual store area, they're doing the back, but they just leave one person in charge out on the floor when everything is getting really kind of busy and hectic. It's like, why would you do that? Why would you not have that ceremony be after work? And then another kind of big gripe for me when I'm rewatching this movie, not a huge gripe, but okay. So there is a musical artist named Rhett Manning, who is coming into their store to help sign autographs. And Liv Tyler's character is infatuated with Matt Renan. Matt Renan, by the way, is played by Maxwell Caulfield, who is also in Grease 2. That's the only movie I recognize him from. So anyways, folks, Liv Tyler's character is just totally infatuated and in love with Rhett Manning. So much that she wants to lose her virginity to Rhett Manning there. Alright? And she tries to seduce him in this backroom store. And Rhett Manning's like, yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go for it. Let's do it. And she feels wicked and gross and weird, and she runs off. So yeah. But anyways, folks, Renee Zellweger's character, earlier, her and Liv Tyler get into this argument, I forget on what it is, but then she seduces Rhett Manning, and they go at it in the back room of the office. Now, the gripe is the fact that they're having sex, alright? The gripe is the fact that this man is way older than her. And I'm pretty much assuming that the workers at the store are 16, 17. And even if they were of age, if I'm hiring a person to come into my store for a press conference and he's baiting one of my employees in the back room, I'm not just going to stand back and like watch it happen. I'm like, look, no, like, what you do on your own time is fine, but not in my store. You're not going to be screwing my employees on company desks and whatnot there. And it just seems like the boss and all the staff are just waiting around and just sort of like watching and waiting for stuff to happen. I just wish they would have done more, because that was a bad situation for both of them to be in there, and for them to just like do nothing seemed bad. So yeah, like I said before, just small little gripes about the movie. All in all, it's still got a great soundtrack. It's definitely a 90s movie. I mean, you feel the 90s in this one all the way. And that's not a bad thing. I know, like, a lot of people talk about, oh, this movie feels dated. It feels like it just came from this time period. I'm like, well, yeah. That's fine. That's not a bad thing at all. Every movie does have, you know, elements of a certain time period, decade. Yeah, I like that when I watch movies. So I don't, movies don't always have to feel like timeless, I guess. Some certain movies are fine if they're set in that certain time period or whatnot. So yeah, just like I said before, small little grapes here, a little small episode. I also watched a movie on Shudder, thanks to Joe Bob Britt's Last Drive-In. And it was called Society. Actually, I watched a couple movies on Last Drive-In. I watched Sorority Babes in the Slime Ball Bolorama. Wow, that's the title right there. Very funny movie. Lydia Quigley. The title just kind of says it all itself. Early full moon feature. Basically about these nerdy guys who have to joined a sorority team, although they're only two. Sorority initiators, they have to go to a bowling alley to get a trophy, but when they get the trophy has a demon and a bunch of crazy shit ensues. So yeah, Sorority Babes in the Slime Ball Bolorama. God, that's the title right there. And then the other feature I watched, thanks to Joe Bob Britt's Last Drive-In, was Society. And Society was quite the trip itself right there. And I really want to do my best to avoid spoilers, but you may know about it already. But it deals with this young boy, and he's weirded out by his parents and his sister and a lot of his neighbors. His parents have this weird incestual relationship with his sister. They want to get him involved with stuff, and then people start, his friends and whatnot here start disappearing, and it just kept elevating until you find out about, there's like this big party that they want everyone to be a part of, and they want their son to be a part of it. And when he actually finds out what the party is, it's weird shit happens. Weird, crazy shit happens. Look it up if you can. I think 1989 Society. The practical effects in that movie are just one of a kind. Crazy shit out there. Yeah. So, on top of the movies I saw, we have some big news here, folks. Well, I'm saying big news for us. The fact is, we now have a website. We have now a website. Cinema Recall has a website where you can go and listen to all of our past episodes. And I'm going to try to post more, maybe written reviews on here. But the site is cinemarecall.net. And the site itself is not the best, but you can check out episodes from past seasons and also find out where else we're available on. That's kind of the main thing about the site, and I just wanted people to have a place to go to find past episodes and whatnot. So that's why that's there, cinemarecall.net. And then another announcement that we have is we now have a Patreon page. And I know that we are not a big podcast platform, but I still wanted to put this out. And we do have some good tiers for all and support us. But I'm going right now to this page if I can find it. But yeah. Messed up. Okay. So right now, we have a few tiers here. I'm just gonna pull these up. Give me a second here. If I can find this here. I'm bad with this. Okay. So I don't know if you find it on here. Okay, so I'm on here. Okay. So for $3 a month, you can have early access to our episodes, and you'll get a shout out from me on every episode, both regular and bonus ones. You'll get a shout out on social media platforms such as Twitter and Facebook. Just make sure that you tell me your username. That's for $3. For $7 a month, you get to choose the topic for upcoming episodes and have us promote your content on the show. So whether you have a website, a podcast, a movie, a series, anything you want me to plug, cooking show, anything, all right? Your dog's new bracelet, I'll do that. Plus, you get everything in the previous tier. And then for $12 a month, you get to host a full episode on the podcast and do it on anything you want to discuss. I like it should be movie related, somewhat movie related. Choose a guest you would like to have, or just host it by yourself. I will edit the episode the way you want it so you can concentrate on making the best show your way. So those are my three tiers right there. Patreon.com/cinemarecall. Give what you can. Appreciate any support at all. I know times are tough, but just want to put that out there. And then, yeah, a couple other things I wanted to give a shout for. I was recently on the Drive With Us podcast, and I described a situation while I was in traffic going to work. Ah, the days when we could still go to work before this whole coronavirus epidemic. And then I also was a guest on the Parkway Theater podcast talking about how this whole coronavirus is affecting movies and the box office. So definitely check those out. I'm going to be an upcoming guest on Whatever with Jason Soto. Whatever with Jason Soto is a comedy podcast, and I was on their first episode, but now Jason has a new co-host named Mary Mitchell, and I'm going to be a guest back on that show sometime next week, so I'll definitely let you know when the episode airs. And in no special order, just want to give a thanks to people via social media who helped us out with accounts and whatnot. So no special order. Mike and Oscar, Parents Night In, Movie Drone Podcast, Next Best Picture, Verbal Diary Roma, Jeanette Miller-McNam, Ryan L. Terry, Chris Revel, Real Shirts Podcast, Ashley Burnell, aka The Movie Oracle, Collateral Cinema, and Catching Up on Cinema. And that's it. If I miss somebody, I apologize. Thank you for all new followers on our social media platforms. Thank you so much for checking out past episodes. Appreciate it very much, everybody. Thank you for all the likes and retweets and whatnot. Hope you're all having a great day. We should be back next week. I hope to have on Donnie from Cage's Kiss podcast to talk about the movie Meet the Feebles, Peter Jackson's very deranged puppet movie. So yeah, so that should be out sometime next week. But as always, you can check out all of our episodes now on cinemarecall.com. On social media, we're available on Twitter at @cinema_recall, and then Facebook and Instagram, we are Cinema Recall Podcast. I'm host Laverne. This has been Random Thoughts of a Movie Insomniac. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. I'm bent. I'm spent. Good night, everybody. Bye.